Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of natural balagha. In the last session, we looked through the 11th hikmah where Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, أعجز الناس من أعجز عن اكتساب الإخوان وأعجز من من ضيع من ظفر به منهم. The most helpless of all men is he who cannot find a few brothers during his life. But still more helpless is he who finds such a brother but loses him. And we covered the first part of this hikmah where Imam alayhi salam makes us understand that the one who has good mu'min friends is a powerful and esteemed person, and the one who doesn't have a good and a mu'min friend is weak. However, Imam continues his saying and introduces us to an even weaker person, and that is the one who has a good and mu'min friend or friends but cannot keep them. When we search through Imam Ali alayhi salam's sayings in Nahjul Balagha, we find two main reasons for someone losing his friends. The first is referred to in Hikmah 480, where Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, إِذَا احْتَشَمَ الْمُؤْمِنُ أَخَاهُ فَقَدْ فَارَقَ. If a believer enrages or embarrasses his brother, he has indeed separated from him. Yes, making our good and trustworthy mu'min friends angry or embarrassed is the beginning of the end of our friendship. Indeed, if someone truly understands the value of true mu'min friends, he would never anger or embarrass them. Some also have translated this hikmah to, if a believer is arrogant with his friends and unavailable to them, he will lose his friends. And Imam Ali alayhi salam may have intended all these meanings. The second reason for losing friends that has been mentioned in Nahjul Balagha is in Hikmah 239, where Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, من أطاع التواني ضيع الحقوق ومن أطاع الواشي ضيع الصديق. He who follows laziness fails to fulfill responsibilities, and he who follows the backbiter loses his friend. In the first part of this beautiful hikmah of Imam Ali alayhi salam points to a vice that we should avoid at all costs: laziness. There is no doubt that a lazy person is deprived of various opportunities because of his laziness. But since he is also living with other people in a family and a society, this laziness of his will harm others as well, and such a person will not fulfill his responsibilities towards others. In other words, do not choose a lazy person as your friend, because not only is he not benefiting from his life, but he would not be beneficial for his friends either. But to come back to our main topic, which was about the second reason of losing a good friend, we need to move on to the second part of this beautiful hikmah, where Imam says, one who follows the backbiter loses his friend. So if instead of defending our friends and preventing others from talking behind their back, we listen and believe when someone backbites our friend, or even worse, we join in, either way, we will eventually lose our friends. Therefore, if you want to keep our good and mu'min friends for and remain powerful and well respected, we need to be aware to not let backbiters be around us. Backbiters are generally not good people to be around. Listen to what Imam Ali alayhi salam said to Malik al-Ashtar about this subject in the letter number 53. The one among the people under you who is furthest from you and the worst of them in your view should be he who is the most inquisitive of the shortcomings of the people. Because people do have shortcomings, and the ruler is the most appropriate person to cover them. Do not unveil whatever of it is hidden from you. Because your obligation is to correct what is manifested to you, while Allah will deal with whatever is hidden from you. Therefore, cover shortcomings so far as you can. Allah would cover those of your shortcomings which you would like to remain undercover from your subjects. Unfasten every knot of hatred in the people and cut away from yourself the cause of every enmity. Feign ignorance from what is not clear to you. Do not hasten to second a backbiter, because a backbiter is a deceiver even if he looks like those who wish well. Just to let you know about informers, there are two occasions in Nahj al-Balagha where it has been recommended to make use of them. And both are about people who are in governmental or political positions, and not about their personal life, but for first, making sure that they fulfill the responsibility assigned to them, and second, making sure that they keep good and strong relations with people as a public servant and agent of government. This is mentioned in another part of letter number 53, where Amir al-Mu'mineen has written to Malik al-Ashtar, سُمَّنْ زُرْ فِي أُمُورَ أُمَّالِكَ فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا. Thereafter, look into the affairs of your executives. You should also check their activities and have people who report on them who should be truthful and faithful. Because you're watching their reactions secretly will urge them to preserve trust with and to be kind to the people. In conclusion, those people who angers and embarrass their friends or treat them with arrogance and are not readily available to them, or are among backbiters or listen and believe in backbiters, are those who will lose their good friends and will get weak. Therefore, do not make your friends angry or embarrassed. Be humble with your friends and available to them, and keep away from backbiting and backbiters. And if someone backbites in your presence, make sure to stop them or leave that gathering, so as to always keep and protect your friendship with your good and mu'min friends, and therefore be strong and well-respected and esteemed person. And this was your weekly dose of Nahj al-Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.